Okay, so we are learning the sugya now. This machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglilin and Riosi in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalad about those who are misiyare me'avera. So the Mishnah says, "V'yosva shotim ledaber ha'am," and quotes a pasuk, "Hayari v'rach levav." And the Mishnah records a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer Hayari v'rach levav kimashmo. Simple understanding. She'ena yachal amor b'kishrei amochama l'ros cherev shlufa. He gets very sensitive. He gets scared, nervous. The fighting, the blood. So he's a potter. Rabbi Yosef Gli Omer Hayar Yarech Levav is there. Misyar Min Haveira should be other. Person's concerned of the averus that he has. The Fikach Talzala Torres Kol Elu Shiachzer Biglalim. This is just a nice pasuk of the sensitivities that, of course, the Torah has. This is another example that a person who might have an avera. So you might think, oh, the guy's going back, he has an avera, but there are people who go back also because they have a house and they have a kerem. So nobody knows why everyone's going back, to protect a person's dignity. So that's the averos. And then Rabbi Yosia Omer something similar, that Alman Lekoen Gadol, Grush V'Chalutz Lekoen Yadot, Mamzeres Nisin Yisrael, Basizel Mamzel Nisin, Harehu Hayare Habriach Leibav. He gives examples of those who are scared of sin. So where Rabbi Kiva says a person just who stam, he just can't handle blood. Rabbi Yossi Agli and Rabbi Yossi say, no, a person who's scared because he has averus. So which averus are they have this machlokas? And the Gemara says the nafkamin is an avera dirabanan, that Rabbi Yossi only lists that which is an issa diraisa, again, notwithstanding the chalutza situation we discussed a couple days ago, but only that which is an issa diraisa, implying that an issa mid dirabanan would not be part of the Turim. And Rabbi Yossi Hagli says, no, anyone who's scared of Averus, he doesn't distinguish between the Torah, Isser Deraisa, and Isser Derbanan. Even an Isser Midderbanan would give a person an exemption. And the Gemara gives an interesting example of Sach Bein Tfila Tfila. A person speaks between putting on Shalyad and Sharosh. That person has an Aver Biyado, that's an Isser Midderbanan, and he would be Choser according to Rabbi Yossi Hagli. Now, we don't paskin this way. The Rambam does not bring this halacha in Hilchos Melachim. It's not mentioned anywhere. And so it's not one of the Peturim. But even though it's not one of the Peturim, it still is an Avera. I mean, it's an Avera, Dirabanan, but an Avera, Dirabanan is not a criteria to exempting a person from the Mechama, how we paskin, but still is an Avera, Biyad, Avera mid Dirabanan. The question is, what exactly is the Avera of being Sach bin Tfila L'Tfila? And here we find three different shitas. So Rashi says the Isser is that Imelo Chazar Uberich. If a person did not go ahead and say the bracha, because he said the bracha, he spoke in between, so now the bracha has been nullified, been canceled out, and he's supposed to say a new bracha. And he quotes the Gemara Menachos that Sach Mivarech Shtaim, Lo Sach Mivarech Achas. If you don't speak, one bracha suffices for both mitzvahs of tefillin. And if one does speak, you have to end up saying two brachas on the second one. And there's a lot of questions in Rashi. I don't want to touch upon that sugi right now. Whether mitzvahs tefillin is one mitzvah, whether it's two mitzvahs, should be one bracha, two brachas. There's a lot to talk about there. But that is part of the assumption of Rashi. Rashi said the problem is that you didn't say a new bracha. And if you didn't say a new bracha, that's an aver b'yada. You need to say brachas. You need to say brichas and mitzvahs. That's an aver. To do a mitzvah without a bracha, that's an avera midrabanan according to Rashi. And that, the Mefarshim all have a hard time, not all, but many of them have a hard time understanding Rashi. What's wrong with not saying a bracha? Ideally, you should say a bracha, but what's the big deal? Brachas are not ma'akvos, so that's going to be aver b'yada. If a guy didn't say a bracha, what's the big problem? So that's the question that many have, and therefore they take a different approach, which we'll get to in just a moment. So let's understand and appreciate Rashi Shita. Why does Rashi think that not saying a bracha is the problem? Not saying a bracha is considered avera biyada. So here at the Brisker Rav makes two suggestions. The first suggestion is, he compares this to an iser, the bracha birchas nenen. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey tells us, aser lehenos me'olam b'li bracha. A person cannot Gana in this world without saying a bracha first. And one who does is kilu ma'al, as if he violated the iser me'ila, the gezela, you stole Hashem's property. The birchas hanenin is a matir, it allows one to engage in hana in this world, and without that bracha, you violated an isser. So there's an isser involved. It's not the bracha that's a problem. It's the fact that you didn't use the bracha to allow one to eat. Now here we're not talking about eating, we're talking about mitzvahs. So there is a Rambam, he doesn't quote this, but the Rambam actually has an equation. He equates, I believe he uses a lashon something along the lines, Kishem shemevarchen al birchas hanenin, kach mevarchen al birchas hamitzvah. He has some equation like that. So it's not far-fetched to equate these two halachas. I believe the Ritva also, I didn't get a chance to double-check this, but I think the Ritva also, so in Brachos, in calls, somehow refers to birchas hamitzvah as a matir. And the understanding is, just like you need a heter from Hashem to eat his food, you also need a heter to engage in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnis. To do Hashem's mitzvah, that requires a heter. To me to put on tefillin, for me to wear tzitzis, for me to do anything that's davar shel kedusha, or davar shel mitzvah, I need to have a heter to enter into that world. So birchas mitzvah is a matir, just like birchas hanenin is a matir. And without saying Sir Bracha, I have now violated an iser. I've used property that's not mine. I don't have rishus to use. And that's the problem according to the Brisker Rav. Not the bracha. The bracha itself wasn't the problem. The fact that there was no bracha, you engaged in the iser. That is the issue, the concern according to the Brisker Rav. The second pshat of the Brisker Rav is that, no, not saying a bracha alone is a bittul mitzvah. Not saying a bracha, there's a problem not saying brachas. Not because there's an iser involved. Not because a birchas a mitzvah is a matir. It's not a matir. The pircha shevach of some sort, it's not a matir. The mitzvah is not usher to do. I just lost out in saying a bracha. I lost out in saying I didn't say the bracha, which seems to be pasha pshat how Rashi is saying this, but that's the second pshat. So I wanted to just explain a little further this idea. You know, many times Rav Soloveitchik, when he spoke about dirabanan, takanas, minhagim, he oftentimes used the phrase that the Gemara uses, called Dirabanan, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came Deraisa Tikkun. That every Dirabanan is modeled after Deraisa. The Rav Tzadok says something like this in the beginning of Tzitzkos HaTzadik. He talks about that all of learning, or all Torah Shebaal Peh, is meant to be traced back to Torah Shebichsav. So even the Dini Dirabanan, everything has some source traced back somehow in the Torah. It said about the Gra that on his deathbed, so all he wanted was a Tanakh, and perhaps even just a Chumash, and he could look at every letter in the Torah and see myriads of Torah Shebaal Peh, Nigla, Nis, everything, every letter, every word, every Nakud, it all was from there. And he also said that everything's really in the word Bereishis has everything. And everything really is in the letter Beis. Everything's all there. So from the letter Beis, it gets a little more expensive to Bereishis, from Bereishis to the Torah, from the Torah to Tanakh, from Tanakh to Torah Shebaal Peh, and so on. So we're trying to figure all that out, but when you're in the level of the Gra, you see how it's all in Torah Shebichsav. So everything traces back to Torah Shebichsav. So Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time in his shiurim explaining how every Dirabanan connects back to Deraisa. So I want to just spend a couple moments on this, where we see in each of the Yishom, as we're going to go through, and we'll first focus on Rashi, where we see these Dirabanans are connected on the Deraisa level. Because part of the question that they have is, all brachas are Dirabanan in the first place. So to say that Rashi says that brachas Dirabanan, and to sach, and to speak in between, that becomes an aver biyado. Where is the Deraisa concept of this? So we all know that, let's first talk about the first answer of the Brisker Rav, that the birchas hanenin is a matir, and by extension, birchas mitzvah is also a matir. So those who've learned Maseches Brachos, in particular the parakah on birchas hanenin, keitzem mevarchim, so there's a Pnei Yeshua right there in Daf Lamed Hei and Aleph, when the Gemara says, goes back and forth, what's the source of saying a birchas hanenin? It has many suggestions and different drashas, and at the end of the day, it can't find a satisfying drasha, but it says it's a svara, the kol shen hanenin, me'ol mazeh, b'li bracha, there's an iser, it's a me'ilah. On that Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua writes, it's a Pnei Yeshua that those who learned this parakah probably came across Pnei Yeshua. He says, even though all the Rishonim Kemat say Birchas Nenin is a Derabanan, and the only Birchas Brachos that there is benching, V'chalat V'sat V'racht, according to all opinions, and Birchas HaTorah, according to many Rishonim, the Ramban counts as a mitzvah, but no one else holds other Brachos are deraisa. But the Pnei Yeshua says, Lanias Daiti, it's mashma that a svara is a deraisa. The concept of a svara that's used by the Gemara is a deraisa. So if the svara is what's telling us to say a bracha prior to eating, that means it has a status of a deraisa. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. And he goes on to say, ah, so if it's a deraisa, how come by safek brachos lahakel? You should really be machmir. So end up saying, because there's another concern of saying a bracha shenetzricha. You have different competing concerns here, but saying a bracha is a kiyum deraisa, not saying a bracha is an iser deraisa of some sort, but we don't want to have extra brachas if there's a suffix, so we don't do extra brachas, but there's a real deraisa going on. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says about birchas hanenin serving as a matir, and by extension, birchas hamitzvah seemingly was also a matir in that svar. It should also be an iser deraisa, chiyum deraisa, according to Pnei Yeshua. The Dirabanan here that's being invoked, Aver Biyada, Aver Dirabanan, seems to be that the fact that you spoke. I mean, you said a bracha. I said a bracha on tefillin. I said a bracha on tefillin, and I spoke between tefillin shayad and tefillin sharosh. So I had an interruption between. That seems to be the Isser Midrabanan that's modeled after the chi of the Isser Deraisa. The Deraisa is saying brachas before hana. Brachas before mitzvahs. That's a deraisa according to Pnei Yeshua. That's the svara. And the derban is, if you speak in between, you're mafsik, that's the issur midrabanan that they were working off the kein deraisa. That's perhaps one thought to keep in mind. Now, for the second answer of the Brisker Rav, who says that it's not because birchas and mitzvah is a matir. It's not a matir. Birchas and mitzvah is maybe a birchas, a shevach of some sort. You could do the mitzvah without the bracha. But you should say a bracha. But where is the source of such a bracha? We only have echad v'sat v'rachta after eating. You say a benching, and maybe according to some birchas haTorah. So already birchas haTorah could be a source. The birchas haTorah is a mitzvah deraisa. So you can model after that other brachas. But there seems to be a rai from Rashi himself. Rashi himself in brachos dav mem mem beis, he quotes in the pasuk by Ma'aseh Sheni, the Varecha, he writes that the bracha of the mitzvah, the birchas mitzvah of hafrashas chuma, hafrashas meiser, that is deraisa. That pasuk says the Varecha is a reference to the brachas on hafrashas chuma, hafrashas meiser. The Marsha picks up on this there. And seemingly it's not something unique to the bracha of birchas mitzvah of hafrashas chuma, hafrashas meiser. Seemingly it should apply to all birchas mitzvahs are deraisa. Now, once we establish that every bracha, birchas mitzvah, is a deraisa, according to Rashi, so now it makes sense if you didn't say the bracha, because you were mafsik now, it's an iser derabanan, meaning say a bracha before a mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, according to Rashi. If you spoke in between, okay, not a big deal, you said the birchas mitzvah. But Chachamim made a takana that if you speak in between, you have to repeat that bracha of the birchas mitzvah. That was a takana, and if you didn't do so, you lost out on the bracha, on the dirabanam of the birchas hamitzvah. But again, this requirement to repeat the birchas hamitzvah after speaking is modeled after the chi of deraisa according to Rashi, that every birchas hamitzvah, in fact, is a mitzvah deraisa. That's perhaps how we could trace back these two pshatim, the Brisker Rav, of what the aver b'dirabanan is, how it's traced back to the mitzvah of some sort in deraisa. Either Pnei Yeshua, the svara of a matir, or Rashi himself, the birchas mitzvah itself is a deraisa. Okay. Now that's all within Shitas Rashi. Now, come out, all the Rishonim argue in Rashi, and then they prefer the approach of the Rambam and also Tosos and Menachos Dacham Nevav. So what was the issue according to the Rambam? What was the Isser? Aver B'yad according to Shitas Rambam? Anyone know? Speaking. So what's wrong with speaking? Hefsek? The hefsek, so what's wrong with the hefsek? What? Hesekadas? The Rambam says, the sicha, whenever you say it's the sicha, it sounds like speaking is a problem. The violation was the sicha. I spoke in between, you got the avera. That doesn't seem to be the avera, the speaking itself. It's what the speaking causes. Was the Rambam right? Imsach hareze avera. V'tzarech levarech bracha shniya al mitzvahs tefillin v'acharkach minyach sharosh. You're now forced to say another bracha. So the Rambam does say the sicha is the aver itself, but tamashma is that there's a bracha shneir that's now required, and that's much clearer in Tosas Menachos and Lamin Vav, where the language of Tosa reads you right now. He says mistavra dechaven de yachol liftor bracha. Had you not spoken, you would have been exempt with one bracha alone. Ein lo ledaber, one should not speak, because in doing so, it would be zakuk lebracha shniyah. You'd be forced to say a second bracha, and that would be what he writes, bracha shenitzricha. So the real isser is not the speaking, it's that the speaking causes you to say an unnecessary bracha, the bracha shenitzricha. That's really the concern. So while for Rashi, the problem was that you didn't say a bracha, and you should have said a bracha, the Rambam says the problem is that you said a bracha, an extra bracha, and you actually should not have said an extra bracha. It was the extra bracha, the bracha shenitzricha, that was really the problem according to the Rambam and according to Tosfos. The bracha shniyah, that's the issue. In the very exact, what's that aver? That bracha shenitzricha. Saying an unnecessary bracha could be some type of aver. Let's talk about it. Became necessary. But the fact that you spoke and caused you to say this, now unnecessary bracha, you're at fault for doing this. So you could be mechayp between whether a person did this b'mezid or b'shogeg. Person did it accidentally. He wasn't focusing. Maybe that wouldn't be considered an aver b'yada. Some achram talk about there's a difference between mezid and shogeg. So if it's b'shogeg and echanami, maybe he shouldn't be penalized. It was an accident that he spoke. But if he spoke and someone came over and he said something, I'll just say another bracha, no big deal. That would be considered aver b'yada because now he forced himself into a bracha shenitzricha. Fine. So now using this, yeah.
According to Rambam, just like Rashi, then suffering through the tefillah is not will. Like there's no tefillah.
Yep, exactly. Right.
Only if you just say talking itself.
Exactly. So now for the Rambam, just tracing back to the Rambam, that this bracha shenitzricha, this now only becomes an avera mi dirabanan. So what's the basis for that avera mi dirabanan? Just going back to the source in the Torah. So here we have a very interesting machlokas in the Rishonim about bracha levatala, whether bracha levatala is an iser deraisa or an iser midirbanan. Certainly saying Hashem Hashem l'shav, just saying Hashem's name in vain, that certainly is an iser deraisa, based on the pasuk in Yisro and Sarasa Dibros. But the question is, let's say a certain person said a bracha levatala. So the Rambam writes clearly, he writes here in Hilchos Brachos, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, he writes also in his Tshuvas, that there's an Isser Deraisa to say a bracha. Even though I, you know, said Hashem's name in the context of Shakoni Abidvara, wonderful, everything's for him. Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz, he does, it's all true. That's still a bracha levatala. That's an Isser Deraisa according to the Rambam. And every bracha shenetzricha is also an Isser Deraisa. He says, Kol Mevarech bracha shenetzricha, hareze no se shem shemaim l'shav. It's an Isser Deraisa, and he makes it even clearer in his Tshuvas. So that's the Shita of Tosfos, rather the Rambam. Now, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, there's a long Tosfos, there's also a Rosh in Maseches Kedushin, first Perek, Simen Mem Tes. He thinks that this is only a Isser Midirabanan, and Brach Shenetzricha is only an Isser Midirabanan. So I wonder if this is what's driving the Rishonim about Shita's Rambam. In other words, when you're forced to say bracha shenitzricha because one spoke, what is at stake here? So you have to say another bracha, so why is that not considered an iser deraisa according to the Rambam? Right, the Rambam says a bracha shenitzricha is an iser deraisa. So why is this not an iser deraisa in this particular case here? It's an avera b'dabanan, but it's not an iser deraisa. So it seems that even the Rambam would agree that if it's done with a purpose, it's not an Issa Deraisa anymore. I mean, Bracha Shenetzricha is meaning mamish unnecessary. No need to say Bracha just now, Shakoni Midvaro, that's unnecessary, that's Bracha Vatala, Bracha Shenetzricha, saying two Brachas when I don't need both of them, forcing myself, that's all going to be an Issa Deraisa. But the moment a person did something that's only, he spoke, and that caused him to say Bracha Shenetzricha, a second Bracha, that wasn't on purpose. Let's say call that called a shogeg. That would be considered avera b'yada. That's only avera midrabanan. It dropped it down one notch from the iser deraisa to an iser midrabanan. Because since Chachamim said when you speak, you now have to say a new bracha, so that doesn't become a bracha shenetzicha. There's a tzorich for it, but still is an avera midrabanan. The fact you made yourself make another bracha in this particular situation. But this only seems to make sense if you hold that bracha shenetzicha is an iser deraisa in the first place. If you hold that bracha shenetzicha is at worst an iser midrabanan, meaning when you say bracha just in vain, that's an iser midrabanan, like the Rush and Tosfos say. So then in this case, when I speak and Chacham make me say a new bracha, that would hard to be, it would almost be like a gzera and a gzera, a double derabanan. To say again, saying a bracha shenetzicha is an iser derabanan. Now when I speak, to have to say another bracha to call that also a derabanan, that seems to be derabanan on top of derabanan. Again, I'll say that one more time. If I just say a bracha in vain, if that's an iser derabanan, outside the context of a mitzvah, that's an iser derabanan. Now I'm saying it in the context of a mitzvah. I'm saying it by tefillin now. So why is it? The first one was iser derabanan. Now they made another takana that even if you say it in the context of a mitzvah, that's also an iser midrabanan. That's a double derabanan. That's almost like an ein gozen gzera al gzera. So according to the Rambam, it makes much more sense. It's saying a bracha shenetzicha outside the context of a mitzvah, that's an iser deraisa. And they said even in the context of a mitzvah, it's going to be iser midrabanan if you cause yourself to say it extra. But that seems to only, again, make sense if you hold initially that a bracha shenetzicha is an iser deraisa. That's the suggestion that I'm making. Fine. Everyone good? Maybe a little confusing, that piece? Let's finish off now with the sheet of the Baal Mor. So we have right now, Rashi says the problem is that you didn't say bracha and you should have. There's a certain mitzvah of the bracha. The Rambam says the fact that you caused yourself to say an extra bracha unnecessary, that's the problem, a bracha shenetzicha. And then you have the Baal Mor, who takes the Gemara most literally. That the speaking itself actually is the problem. Not because you said a bracha, not because you didn't say a bracha, but the speaking itself. And it seems from the Baal Mor and the Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis Aleph and the Daf Arif, that on the deraisa level, a person should be placing the shayad immediately followed by the sharosh, that's a mitzvah deraisa, without any interruptions. The Chachamim came along and said that speaking is considered interruption as well. I mean, if I put tefillin shayad now, and 20 minutes later I put on tefillin sharosh, that would be a bittul of the aseh of having to put the two on next to each other. That's the deraisa bittul. But Chachamim came along and said, even if I put them right after each other, with a small interruption of speech, but the zman wasn't interrupted, but the speech served as a hafsek, that would have been the iser derabanan. That's the ke'ein deraisa tikkun. This is the language of the Baal Mor. Lefi daiti nir li matam amusach bein tefila tefila zaver biyado. Afa pisha shtei mitzvahs, and even though they're two separate mitzvahs, kevin dechsibu betfilin shayad v'sharosh v'ayu la'os ayadcha l'zikaron bein einechad, says these psukim next to each other, tzarech zechira, shtei tekef tefila sharosh, the tefila shayad, that the timing should be right after each other, kidei shtei havaya achas l'shem, it should be done at the same moment. And the sikh daita, the hiflik b'dvarim b'neim, Avera hibiyado. But that Avera, as the Gemara clearly states, is only an Avera midirabanam, but midiraisa, they should be right after each other. But even to speak without much time lapse, that's also an Avera midirabanam. That's the understanding of the Baal Mor. So these are the three shitas understanding the Avera biyado of Sach ben Tfila Tfila. Now, finish off one last piece here. Is a question that the Karen Ora raises about, although the Gemara mentions Avera biyado, Avera midirabanam biyado, what about if a person was mevatel an aseh? Would that also exempt the person from going to milchama? And Karen Ora touched upon this a little bit, but I think everything goes back to these three/four answers that we have. Within Shitas Rashi, we have Rashi, Rambam, and the Baal Mor. Rashi, we had two explanations of the Brisker Rav. One explanation was, the first answer, that it was a matir, and there's an isser to partake in a mitzvah without a bracha. That was the Brisker Rav's understanding. There was an isser. That was the first answer. That's a lav. So the lav was, you violate a lav, that you did an isser. You did a mitzvah without the bracha. There was an isser, some lav involved there. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger in brachas, that he understands it pretty quite literally. It's compared to me'ilah, it's compared to gzela, quite strong. It's a type of lav. But it's not an asay. So if the example being brought out there, midrabanan, is a lav, there's no raya that a person violated an asay midrabanan. There's no raya that he would be exempt from milchama. But according to the second pshat briskarava, that the issue was that you didn't say the bracha. You missed out on the bracha, the birchas mitzvah, you mevata the aseva bracha with a recha, then that would serve as a raya that, oh, okay, so the example of the Gemara is a bitul asei midirbanan, so to another bitul asei midirbanan as well would also be bechlal the ptur. Then you have, according to the Rambam, where the avera is that the bracha shena tricha, that's bechlal the iser, the raisa, iser derbanan of saying Hashem's name, lo sisha Hashem lokachash b'shav, you shouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. That's a lav. So there is no rai that a bit asay would exempt a person. And then finally, for the Balamur, who quotes the psukim, that is a bit asay of not having them take if that would be a raya, that another bit asay midirban would in fact exempt someone from the milchamin. One last point here, in the back of the Gemara. I don't know if you had a chance to see this all the way in the back there. This was the Ein Shmuel. He says a very nice piece here. He says if it's true that aver midrabanan is going to exempt a person from the orchei mechama, kevin zayin tzaddik barat tashiyasa. No one's going to. There's no tzaddik. Everyone does averes. So that means no one's going to fight. Who's going to go fight in battle? Me of mi ha holchin and bel mechama. Who's going to go fight? And he says as follows. He says that a tshuva me'ava. The Gemara tells us zedonos nasu kizuchuyos, that your averos that were done b'mezid are turned now into mitzvahs. Im kein ayidei tshuva ayidei ze yisrabu hazuchuyos. Now you have zuchuyos. That's only if your ikar tshuva is me'ava. Ach im ikar tshuva lo hayirak mach mazira, because you're scared of sin, you're scared of punishment, you're scared of Hashem. Shelo yipav b'mochama, you don't want to lose the battle. Lo hoyelo mu'uma. Tshuva me'ira only knocks the zuchuyos. To rather the Zedonos to Shagogos, but there's still various Biyado. A person won't be exempt. So that's what the Gemara says here. If you're Misyare, you're scared of your Averas, that means your Tshuva is only Mitochiyira. And that's why you have Averas Biyado still, you have to go back home. But if you're not Misyare Mi Averas, you're doing Tshuva because Tshuva Mi Ava, then that person who will become a Tzaddik, he's wiped clean, all his Averas become Zuchuyos, and that's the person who's going to be Roy to fight. Yes, we all have Averas. The time of Milcham is a time of tshuva. How is your tshuva being done? If your tshuva is meira, you got to stay back. You have a aver biyado. If your tshuva is being done me'ava, your tshuva now turns your zedonos into zechuyos. You're prepared to fight and go ahead and protect Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Okay. We'll stop here and everyone have a good day, a good chodesh, and a